Proclamation number 7915 of 10th of June, 1961. Opponents' attempts to extinguish the light. The adversary's activity will become even more obvious as the end approaches. For it is his concern that the darkness in which humanity lives should be preserved. It is important to him that every little light is extinguished or covered, that the truth does not break through, because this brightly illuminates him and his doings, and he then loses his following. In the end he is granted great power, because this is done by the people themselves who are in bondage to him. And he succeeds in influencing people, for he also wraps himself in the garment of an angel of light if he thereby hopes to achieve success. And where the truth from me is directly conveyed to earth, where a light from me shines brightly in order to break through the darkness, he is now particularly at work. And again he will push you, my bearers of light, away and try to make you insecure. He will attack you personally and try to make you doubt the mission you are striving to fulfill. But he will not succeed in this, for I protect the truth, and I also protect you who receive the truth from me directly. And I say to you, everything is good that is done for me and my kingdom in an unselfish way. However, as soon as the smallest personal advantage is sought, the work for me loses value, for then my adversary is already behind it and you are endangered. For he also disguises himself well and you will not recognize him so easily. But he will still betray himself, for he does not represent the pure truth from me. And therefore beware of any contradiction to my word, which I send to you from above, which brings you light into the darkness that reigns on earth. Whatever comes from me will always radiate light. It will give you true knowledge. It will provide you with knowledge which corresponds to the truth. Understand, you humans, what is meant by darkness. You have lost all knowledge about your origin and your aim, about your task in earthly life. You know nothing about the correlations, you know nothing about your God and Creator of eternity, about His nature, about His plan of salvation of eternity. You therefore lack all knowledge. And I will remedy this lack. I will give you a light. I will explain to you everything that is connected with your existence, with your state, and I will spread out before you my plan from eternity. Hence you shall be led out of the state of darkness, you shall reach the light of truth, and therefore I myself guide the truth to earth. Understand that only pure truth from me can ever be called light, and that this emanation is a gift of grace for you humans of unheard of significance. And now you will also understand that my adversary will make it his business to darken this light if he does not succeed in extinguishing it. You will understand that he intervenes himself and appears as an angel of light if he can only achieve that the radiant splendor of the light from above is veiled. But you, my bearers of light, must reckon with this and only use yourselves all the more eagerly for the spreading of truth, so that the light from above still finds entrance everywhere and its rays break through the darkness of night. Pay no attention to the activities of my adversary, who will do everything in his power to work against me, but remain faithful to me and serve me by spreading my light, by helping those to realize who desire light and therefore also recognize the truth when it is offered to them by you. Join me ever more closely and you will truly enjoy my protection and be allowed to serve me unhindered. Go your way, for I myself will guide you, and don't look to the right or to the left, but only ever upwards, towards me, who shines towards you as eternal light, who also radiates his spirit into you again and again, because you are to proclaim the truth which originates from me. Because you are to bring people a light which chases away all darkness, for only through truth can you become blessed, Only in light can you find the path to me. Amen.